Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. How are you this morning? Oh, I was running late, had to go pick up my grandbaby from her daddy's house. You know, things just happen. Life gets in the way. But you know what? I still wanted to do the show, so here I am. And let me see. I think I needed something to just kind of wake me up. I'm going to play my baby girl down in California. This is BK, and I'm going to bring you Let My Music Speak.
Grab it, it's rabbit, it's going faster, but tortoise is breaking habits, and man, it's getting down to the finish, you win the challenge.
already got distracted. Tortoises kept on added in fact. This is tortoise passing and rabbits not understanding, but I do. It means they on your mother grinding in time. That finish line is really miles behind you. Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me. Taking the game musically. Let my music speak. Maybe using me really ain't nothing new to me. Guessing you do the through with me. Let my music speak. Which is granted from energy to the talent and knowledge and that I have it. Let my music speak. Single-handed, not going the way I planned it. But damn it, I'm in it standing. Let my music speak.
Let my music speak.
Good morning, good morning. I know it's afternoon in some places, but welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I got a late start, had to rush and get my grandbaby. Her daddy was sick, so I had to go help him out and go pick up Kimora, stopped and grabbed some breakfast on the way home, so now she's eating and watching cartoons. So if you hear a little girl in the background and some cartoons, you know what's going on. I hope you are doing well. It has been raining the last few days. You know, last weekend it was absolutely beautiful here in Seattle. And I don't know what's going on, but it looks like in the forecast we've got rain coming up this week. But you know what? We can't let that stop us around here. Otherwise, we wouldn't get anything done if we counted on the weather, right? So I hope you are doing well. I hope you're feeling good. You know, if you took that first breath this morning, you know, that's your first blessing of the day, you know. So, see, my daddy has gotten up. So let me jump into another track so I can get him his breakfast. Let's see, what direction do I want to go? Let me scroll down my list. Let's see, who do I want to play? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and play Jazz at Sunset, Southampton by Mark Van Claggett.
Thank you.
reminds me of the days of Flavor Coffee House. People coming in, needing coffee, wanting pastries or something to eat, and hanging out and conversations and all of that. We got so much going on over here at Flavor Coffee House up here in Skyway, Washington. Okay, where I live. So anyway, Daddy got his breakfast going. Kimura's over there satisfied. We'll see how it goes this morning. You know, the last time I did this particular show a couple of weeks back, you know, I got sick. I did. It was a scare. I wasn't feeling good, you know. Right before I had resigned, I had been diagnosed with high blood pressure, so I knew I had to make some changes in my life, you know, but I just was not feeling good. And I had my daughter take me to the fire station. And from there, they actually had her drive me into the fire station. I'm like, what is going on? Next thing you know it, they called the paramedics, and they did EKG and everything and took me to Swedish Hospital, emergency. And everybody kept telling me my everything was looking okay, but they, you know, they were concerned. And I ended up being admitted to the cardiac care ward there. But, you know, my heart's good. I, you know, upon release, I had to go do a heart stress test. My heart is good and everything. But you know what? Stress can do horrible things to the body, horrible things to the body. And, you know, the way I'm looking at all of this that I went through was that it was a wake-up call. You know, I really, really need to control, you know, what goes on in my world. Sometimes I get to doing way too much between, you know, grandbaby and daddy and my children and you know, play the news and all of that. At least I don't have a job to have to juggle, you know, amongst that. So that was one good thing that I did in making the decision to resign from Friends of Youth. But, you know, I still, just because I resigned, it didn't mean that everything went away. And so I need to learn to just really kind of calm my life down. I need to learn to take better care of myself. You know, and thank God, you know, last year between Monica Monet, my daughter, and I, we started, you know, on a routine of eating healthier, more fresh fruits and vegetables, not so much processed foods, really, really cut back on meat, especially red meat, and just, you know, learn some alternative ways of getting protein in our diet, and, you know, eliminating carbs and, you know, just different things. Well, I'm not a very active person. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a very active person. And so I really need to get physically fit. And so straight from the cardiologist's office, my daughter drove us to LA Fitness and got us a membership to there. So unfortunately, while I was in the hospital, I caught a really bad cold. And that's more so what I've been struggling with since my release, is getting over this cold. So this coming week, my plan is that I should be okay, you know, to start this this routine. I got a trainer that's going to help me out in the beginning and all. And so, you know, I'm on my way to getting physically fit and healthy, and I know I'm going to be just fine and get there. And I encourage anybody to just kind of reevaluate your life. I'm older, so I know that stress, you know, takes a toll on, you know, my body in a different way than maybe on a younger person's body. But really think about it, you know, because it can do terrible things, you know, to you. So think about how you eat, what you put into your body, you know, how you maneuver through life, who you allow to come into your life, and what roles they play, and if they're bringing something good into your world or if they're bringing some drama into your world. You know, we have that control over that. And so just something to think about, you know. Sometimes people are like, Flay, why do you tell everybody your business or whatever? Well, you know, trust and believe, you don't know all of my business. But if there's something that I can share about my life that might help you, why not? You know, we're here to learn and love and grow, and I'm really okay with that. You know, I'm a human being. I am not perfect. My life by no means is not perfect, you know, but I just want you to know I'm here with you. And, yeah, I'm just rambling on, huh? So let me play some more music for you. I saw this young man perform this particular song, and it's something very, very near and dear to his heart. It was written for a very special young man. This is Ocean Boy by Sheldon Butler.
Like the ocean, beautiful and calm, free as a bird. His heart was never hurt from what they could see. Had an old soul, young but wise.
You'd swear this child had been here before.
Have you ever met someone who gave you hope for the world? Little brother, you're amazing. You're so strong and cool. Little brother, you're amazing. You're nobody. Father's like the ocean as well. He's in, then he's out, then he's in again. You learn to trust from time with him.
But you don't let it faze you like I let it faze me.
You're making all these choices better than your brother did. Little brother, you're amazing. You're so strong and cool. Little brother, you're amazing. Yeah. You're nobody.
Ocean Boy by Sheldon Butler. Oh, I'm trying to think back when Sheldon decided to move from Seattle down to California. I want to say maybe in September. And it's so, well, it worked out the way it was meant to. You know, sometimes I find it interesting that there's such amazing talents here in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle where I am. And I don't know them in person, yet I show support towards them. Sheldon's one of those young talents that I came across, probably on Facebook. No, actually, I found him on Reverb Nation. And I fell in love with his sound. And we started interacting, you know, online through emails and all of that. And then I had the opportunity to go to his farewell concert that took place down here in Renton, not too far from where I live. And what an absolutely amazing young man. You know, he has a beautiful spirit about him. And he hugged me so tight. And he's like, I know it's going to be a great night. You're here. And it was a great experience. You know, the talent that comes through him goes beyond just what I call natural talent. There is a passion. You can feel him when he plays his guitar and he sings, and he enjoys being in front of people, and he knows how to engage the audience, and it was a great, great experience. And then he moved down to California, and he's a struggling artist down there, just trying to see if he can, you know, open up some doors of opportunities when it comes to his talent through acting and music. And so, you know, always sending, you know, prayers up and good vibes out for Sheldon Butler. Your city, hometown, Seattle, is very, very proud of you, baby boy. Oh, let's see, what direction do I want to go? I still feel like I'm trying to catch my breath from running to the central area this morning to get my grandchild to getting breakfast going and home and all of that. You know what, let's go out to the East Coast and let me play you a track by Gerard Anthony, and this is called Something Like Love.
Overwhelming, it's something like love.
God, Anthony, was something like love. Oh, my goodness. This is kind of crazy over here. Phone's ringing, and grandbaby can't find one of her paint colors, and daddy's, I think, swallowed wrong and coughing up a storm. So, yeah. But you know what? Hey, you just never know what's going to happen at the coffee house, right? If by chance there's anybody that wants to call in and promote themselves, you know, I do open up the phone lines for artists, you know, to get comfortable with calling in and telling people who they are and what they do about their projects, you know, because it's all about trying to find ways to get people to stop and pay attention when it comes to the unknown underground independent artists. And Flava News not only supports musical talents, I support artists of all art forms and all genres. So please feel free, you know, to knock on my door, come on in. The phone number here at the coffee shop is 347-857-1189, or you can email me at radio@flavanews.com. There's some amazing talents that came to me by way of a dear, dear friend of mine, Hassan Brown, down in Miami, Florida. He works with some just top quality talents. And so I want to bring a piece by one of my favorites down in the ATL. His name is Winston Warrior, and this is called Keep Moving.
Keep it going. You gotta keep moving. Gotta keep.
Gotta Keep Moving by Winston Warrior. How are you? I hope you're feeling good. I think I'm settling down. I did get some coffee though. Yes, I did. You know, doctor said, well, you know, I only drink about 12 ounces, you know, in the morning. So they said that wasn't so bad, right? But I have been trying to even cut back on that and do tea. I don't consider myself addicted to coffee. Uh-oh. But I think I just love the experience in the morning. I think it's just kind of part of the routine or whatever. And I don't know. It's a little different when you drink tea in the morning versus coffee. I don't know. Just in my opinion, I'd rather have the coffee in the morning. I want to play a track, and I haven't played this artist in quite a while. But she was one of my favorite artists that I had come on the leopard carpet with me. And the interesting thing was when she came on the show, it felt like, honestly, we were sitting at the coffee table, you know, or sitting in the kitchen drinking coffee and just, you know, having girl talk. And I really loved it. You know, she's more my age. I love her vibe. I love her sense of family. And commitment to relationship and going through the hard times to get to the good times. And, you know, I want to meet her. You know, I want to meet all the artists, right? But I really want to meet Mate. And so I'm going to play her title track to her album, which is called Sincerely, I'm Yours.
Hey, baby. I saw your sister yesterday. She said that you was gonna leave because I lost my job. Is that really true?
I know that times are hard right now. The word is out that our marriage won't last. Listen, listen, baby. What I have to say, we're
Nat Tay with Sincerely I'm Yours. Again, she is just a beautiful, beautiful soul. And her husband, too, who is her manager, John. You know, they've been together, oh, gosh, I don't even know how many years. You know, I mean, a long, long time. Raised children. Been in this industry a very long time. John, I'm drawing a blank as to what the band was called. But it's something like Confunction, you know, something more of a funk band that he was a part of, you know, and they were friends with, you know, the artists from Earth, Wind, and Fire. They'd come and sleep on their couch when they were in town and, you know, things. They have really, really great stories. And as you can tell in the background, you know, she performs with a live band. And I think there's something really to be said about live musicianship, you know. I'm not going to knock, you know, those amazing talents that can create the sound through a computer or keyboard, you know. But when it comes to live musicians, it doesn't get any better than that. Really, it doesn't. And you're finding more and more hip-hop artists are performing with live bands. And I love that. I love seeing the musicianship, you know, and how you put it all together, you know, with just all the individuals and, you know, create that experience. I think I'm going to take you down to Florida. This is my girl, Monica Monet, and she did a collaboration with an artist out of Atlanta who goes by the name of Jaws of Life, and this piece is called Teach Me.
Jaws of Life. Yeah. Miss Monica Monet. How you doing, man? I like to say Monizy. Candlelight, no elbows up on the table, man, it's right.
Yeah.
Straying away from words like, hun, I, this is a special one.
Okay.
Your boy done cleaned up, she must be a special one.
What?
We moving on up like elevators in Jefferson's building. She feels him, say he is the chosen one.
Uh-huh.
A little mini messiah. Got things in common.
What?
Common in Hezekiah.
Woo!
Walk her to the door. I don't want her to go.
Nah.
Trying to be hard and I don't want it to show.
Nah.
Want to impress, really want it to flow. So I sit there with this single and said, it's me and Mo. Nika. Listen. Life.
Kisses. Your sweetness. I never thought I'd find. Black dress. I'm looking so divine. Good life we're living. Better since I lay eyes on you. Teach me. I wanna learn how to get into your soul. Heart beating. Show me your meaning.
I might just go over there.
Knock, knock. Yeah, I hope you like it. Did you like it?
Yeah,
I wrote it and I quoted. Kinda spoke it when I wrote it.
Really?
Kinda knew we end up on sofas watching a little Oprah. Repeats, of course, and I can teach it if you wanna learn.
Yeah.
If you wanna make the mic burn like a urn. And you have too long, yeah, then come along. We can live long. George Burns, when it's our time, we go home.
All right, that was Miss Monica Monet and Jaws of Life on their track called Teach Me. I think it's a beautiful thing when you can find that right mix of hip-hop and R&B soul to blend together. And yes, there's a piece that I'm hoping is going to come out. I'm going to say it. I'm going to put it out there in the universe because there's a piece with Black Stax and Monica Monet. And I'm hoping that it's going to actually get, you know, produced and put out there because it's amazing. I'm not going to say the name of it, but it is. There's one. There's one out there. You know, I don't know. It's out there. I've heard it. So anyway. Oh, my goodness. The sun's starting to come out. It was raining when I went to go get Kimura. Yay. Hopefully it stays out for a while because I'm just so ready for the spring and to have some sunshine. Here, there is nothing better than blue skies and sun in Seattle, Washington. Let me tell you, it is beautiful. And because of all the rain that we have, it's so green up here. So, you know, sitting here in the living room, I can look out at some beautiful green grass and green trees and everything around our neighborhood up here in Skyway. It's amazing. I want to give a shout out to my baby girl, Erica Reed. And one of the things, the reason why I want to do that is, you know, it doesn't matter what the age is. You know, you can always learn and grow from the experience of anybody. And there are times even from my baby Kimura, who's 5 years old, that I learn something, you know, or I learn to appreciate life or whatever. And Erica makes me tired sometimes when I watch her, even though she says she has slowed down, which I believe that she has. You know, but she has her own little business called RBC Consulting, and she works with a variety of artists and organizations and events, you know, down in the Bay Area. But also, she is a massage therapist, and I had an opportunity where I called into a conference call that she does. I want to say maybe it's once a week. I'll have to confirm that information, but where she, you know, in a sense educates people on massage. And she knows that I've already told her I don't necessarily like being touched by people that I don't really know or whatever, you know, or, you know, whatever. You know, it's just not something that I'm really, really comfortable with, you know. And so I called in to listen to the information that she was sharing on one of her conference calls about massage, and I learned a lot. I really, really learned a lot. So I'm hoping that maybe Erica will create like a flyer or something that can be put out on a regular basis, because if you don't really understand massage, there's so much more to it than just, you know, getting rubbed down and your, you know, muscles being adjusted or whatever. There's so much more to it. And I think the more educated you become on things, you know, the better you understand. And so when I get this information from Erica, I'm going to put it out regularly because I think it's important, you know, for you. It's easy. You just call in, you put in a code, and you listen. And then she gives you the opportunity at the end to ask questions. And she does a really, really great job. A really, really great job in, you know, in helping you understand and how you can make, you know, what role you can play in making your experience, you know, that much better, you know, when you go see a massage therapist. So shout outs to her. She's doing some great things down there in the Bay Area. You know, again, she's working, you know, with some great people. She also is a host on a couple radio shows down there, After Hour radio and the Sideshow radio. And so one of the after hours plays like neo soul R&B, and I think the Sideshow one is more geared towards hip hop. So she's another outlet, you know, for hearing, getting your music heard, you know, out of the Bay Area. So get to know Erica Reed. She's a friend of mine on Facebook, and she calls into my show pretty frequently, and she's a big supporter of Flava News and Flava News Radio, so we love her dearly, dearly. All right, where do I want to go? I've been trying so very hard. I'm sorry for coughing. I've been trying so very hard to not cough in your ear. You know what? We have some international people, and I hardly play them. And that, shame on me. Shame on me. Let me find their music. Let's see. I'm going to play Siwi. Don't know what it means, but this is a Polish rock band. And Leah Henderson here in the Pacific Northwest works really, really closely with this band. Can you believe it? All the way in Poland. And she's actually been working with them on English and singing in English and all of that. But I'm going to play one of their songs that's actually in Polish. This is called Siwi by GTC. All right, that was GTC from Poland with their piece See We. And they're more so on Twitter. I see them more active over there than I do on Facebook. But big shout out to Leah Henderson working with GTC in Poland. Good stuff, good stuff. I'm going to take you down to Alabama. This is a newer artist that became a part of the Flavor News movement. And what an absolutely amazing voice he has. I love this piece. It's called No Regrets. This is Noel Gordien. And here we go with No Regrets. Give a shout out to, you know, all those that sent prayers up for me, that sent me well wishes, you know, as I've been recovering, you know, and getting healthy. You know, I really, really believe in the power of prayer. And, you know, I believe in the sense of community and family. And I'm very, very grateful to all of you because I believe that through your prayers and positive vibes, you know, I'm being healed, and I'm overwhelmed, you know, with the people that have sent me messages, you know, through text, through, you know, emails, through Facebook and Skype and all of that. So, you know, let's just, you know, let's stick together. Let's see what we can do, you know, to build on that. Boss man Mark Van Cliget sent me a message, you know, well, actually called in between tours about a week ago, right after I was sick, and said, you know what, Lady Flavia, gotta get healthy so you can get back on the grid. So if you're my Facebook friend, and you see my cover picture, it says Lady Flavia's back on the grid, because I'm feeling healthier and I'm getting more work done. I had to put some projects on hold when I became ill, and you know, so I'm to the point where, you know, I have more energy, and you know, I'm doing more. I got, you know, more radio shows in this week, which felt good. And I'm just going to keep moving and keep moving forward and, you know, going to get healthy and join me. Hey, if you live in the Renton area and you go to the LA Fitness at the Landing, you know, maybe we can meet up and you can help encourage me, you know, to do what it is that I need to do. I'm all about, you know, joining forces and getting what we need done, you know, together versus, you know, individually. Yeah, some things, you know, you need to do on your own and all of that, but okay, I just need encouragement. I'm just going to put it out there. Why even front? I need encouragement. You know, I'm not a physical person, so to get on those machines and all of that is not too exciting to me, and you know how it is in the beginning. You know, it's always a struggle when you start that exercise routine and all of that, right? So, hey, let's meet up at LA Fitness at the Landing. I'm going to play a piece by a group that I work really closely with, and they've got a show coming up at the Hard Rock on April 13th. So I hope that you come out. It's called A Family Affair. That event's going to be showcasing clientele, Black Stacks, and the E. Pruitt Band. But I'm going to play a piece by Clientele, and this is called Love Is Here to Stay, featuring Todd Brown.
Of a memory long and vain.
That was Clientele, who you will be able to experience if you're in the Seattle area at the Hard Rock on April 13th, along with Black Stacks and E. Pruitt Band. So come out. We're going to have a good time. Birthdays are going to be celebrated. I believe Toy Box Consulting's celebrating an anniversary. I'll be there. Come say hi to me. I want to meet you. I want to greet you. So come out to the Hard Rock Cafe for the family affair. I hope you are doing well this morning. I hope you are taking care of yourself and going into this weekend feeling good. If you're not, you can always change your attitude, right? I believe attitude is everything. Sometimes my attitude is not so great. I posted up this little balloon thing that I found on Google the other day. It had all these, like, mad faces and then one smiley face. And I come to realize, you know, not everybody likes me. I know that's kind of weird, right? How could somebody not like Lady Flava? Well, it's a fact. Not everybody likes me. And, you know, that's not an easy thing, you know, to realize that people don't like you, right? But I'm really okay with it now. At this point in my life, I am so okay with it. I recognize the fact that not everybody, you know, thinks the same way as I do. I don't get it, but, you know, I realize that that's a fact. And I understand that people define things in different ways, you know, and what they hear and what they see and what they feel is theirs, And it may not make sense to me or anybody else, but it's theirs. And so I have to, you know, respect that. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be working on as I learn to de-stress myself, is that, you know, some things in relationships are just not going to make sense. But I have a choice in how I maneuver through them. I have a choice in who I actually engage and who I don't engage. Just as, you know, others have the same when it comes to, you know, even dealing with me. And I have to be okay with that. And I hope that you're okay with it, you know. It's all about growing. It's all about loving self and understanding that not all things fit. And just because not all things fit doesn't mean that all entities aren't good. I think that there are people that come along that can bring out the best in you, and people that come along that can bring out the worst in you. And does that mean you're a good person or a bad person? You know, maybe at a moment in time, you can be perceived one way or another, right? But I do think that there are just some people that just can get under your skin and just bring that ugly out in you. And yeah, there are people that are that way. Okay, I see you raised your hand. Let me bring you in. All right, baby girl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, you heard me sitting here rambling, right?
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you, and I love the topic you just jumped on right now about not everybody likes you, and it's a surprise, especially the quote that you just said about you don't understand why everybody don't think like you, because I think the same thing. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't seem hard to understand, but okay.
I'm really serious, Erica, and this is Erica Reed that I was talking about earlier in the show that's just busy down there in the Bay Area. But I really think that back in the day, Erica, life was much more simple. I really do. I think it was more simple. It seemed like it was really kind of cut and dry what was right and wrong. You know,
yes.
People knew when to stay in their place. People knew, you know, kids knew not to enter a room when grown folks were talking. You know, I mean, you know, just life was just really different. When something was green, you could go. When something was red, you stopped, you know. Now everything seems to be kind of yellow or gray, you know. And so I find it interesting now, when I say something, what a person may pick up on what I'm saying and take it totally out of context. I think the other thing, too, is too many people text.
Yes.
And, you know, in text, you don't know what the tone is, right?
Very true.
You know, so you put your own tone to what you're reading in a text, and, you know. And the other day I had to say, you know what, let's stop texting because I do not want you to take what I'm, you know,
saying
typing back to
way.
You. Yeah, you know, and so, but I had to just really, really, you know, accept the fact that not all people think like I do and not all people like me.
Yeah, it's one of those things, it's a give and take type of thing, you know. It seems like, you know, you don't understand, like, you don't understand why, because you're such a nice person, you come from the heart, you're genuine, you know, and you do for others majority of the time, rarely for yourself. So when someone, you know, comes to you in a disrespectful way or in a way where they misunderstood where you were coming from, so now they're on the defense, it makes you wonder, like, well, what did I do to you? I didn't do anything. Like, I haven't, you already know how I am, and you know I wouldn't intentionally harm you, you know? And
right.
It's unfortunate that people are like that. But I do understand where you're coming from, because my mom has told me my entire life, not everybody's going to think like you and not everybody's going to like you. And now I tell that to my daughter, you hear that growing up all the time, but you.
Hello? Uh-oh. She dropped off. Not sure what happened, but I'm sure she will call back. But it is interesting when you think about the fact of, you know, like Erica was saying before her phone dropped, you know, you hear things, you know, as she was saying, not everybody's going to like you or not everybody's going to think like you. You know, and sometimes it's easier to accept that, and other times you're like, what? Like, this really doesn't make any sense. You know, but I think that in growing and feeling comfortable within yourself, you just accept it. You learn to accept those things that, you know, some people just are not going to get it. And some people are just not going to get along. You know, I know that there are people who pay attention to the numbers on social networks if they go up and down. And, you know, there are people who deleted me, you know, off of Facebook or other social networks, which, you know, sometimes I realize and sometimes I don't even realize. And I'm like, it's okay. You know, once upon a time I would think about it and say, well, why did that happen? But I'm like, now it's just really, really okay, you know. And, you know, life goes on. If I have an issue with an artist or whatever, you know, the beautiful thing is where I'm at and who I am as Lady Flava, you know, that doesn't make or break me, you know, and it's really a wonderful feeling, you know, to be at that point where if an artist, you know, chooses not to deal with me for whatever the reason is, it doesn't stop me from being Lady Flava. You know, and so, but it's just kind of interesting, you know, how these type of things happen. Your line's back open, Erica.
Oh, okay. My phone dropped, so sorry about that.
That's okay.
But
I had just mentioned right quick while, you know, when you dropped off the air that, you know, there are some people who pay attention to numbers on social networks that they go up and down. And, and there are people who have deleted me, you know, like, for instance, off of Facebook. And sometimes I realize it, and sometimes I don't. And, you know, there was a point it was like, huh, why did that happen? And then now it's just like, okay, you know, life goes on. And, you know, it's just funny how people are, you know. Or, you know, you post something up on Facebook, or you want to post something up on Facebook because you're thinking or feeling, and then people think you posted it about them.
That,
you know,
I look at that as that's their problem. Because you know what? Because when you really think about it, they may have been the catalyst for the thought or the post, but that doesn't mean they're the only person out there like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I do that a lot. So because, you know, I may have thought about something, and, you know, maybe it's gotten to the point where now I'm forgiving of that person and forgiving of myself, so now I can kind of let that go and release it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'll post that, you know, I'll share certain things, and I'll just, or I'll see things on my time feed, and I'll just be like, come on, for real. And you know they're not the only one who thinks like that. You know
right.
it. So it and I don't know, maybe this is like a little bit of me just wanting to be the on my soapbox type of person, but I feel like I have a responsibility to, like, look, y'all need to wake up. So that's it's not really, you know, that's really not the way to go or the way to think like that, or, you know, especially if it's in a negative way, you know. And, you know, I found that the people who do like certain posts, sometimes they won't comment or they won't even like it, but they'll send me an inbox message. So
mm-hmm.
it's those people where when I get a message of thank you, or I appreciate your words of encouragement and things like that, those are the people I'm trying to reach out to. And if I can, if it changes one mind, then that's fine. You know, I'm good with that. So, and that's why on my website, I have a page on there that's called Readism Tips, and it's just full of encouraging words. It's just full of encouraging words and encouraging pictures that we see on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and things like that. You know, it's because there's so much negativity in the world that when, you know, you hear those encouraging words, people do want to see that, or they do want to hear it, but they don't. They may not necessarily know where to go. So, you know, sharing posts and sharing those positive pictures and things like that, it's going to help somebody. So even though it was one person that was the catalyst for that post, what you post is helping someone because they're probably going through the same thing with somebody else.
I think it's interesting when it comes to the posts on Facebook, and you know Facebook's my favorite place. I'm just, I don't know, Twitter, I have not Instagrammed yet and don't think I will. But,
no, you won't like Instagram.
You know, I'm just, you know, and I haven't really gotten Twitter yet either, except that I do appreciate the networking on Twitter. It's much, much better than the networking on Facebook. But I love Facebook. I don't know. It's just my entertainment, and I don't know. It just, yeah, I'm drawn to Facebook definitely much more. And, you know, I have, it's funny because I have a thing when it comes to those quote posts and, but, you know, you know, how I would sometimes put out the quote posts to see how many people will respond to that versus a post about an artist. Because I'm like, okay, I'm really here for the artist. And I really want you to pay attention to them because, you know, I think they help make life, you know, make sense or the experience more enjoyable or you know, help, you know, just entertain or whatever. But okay. I will have to say about those posts that sometimes I find them when I need to be reminded of something. And, you know, maybe I'm not feeling so healthy in a day or something. So I'm going to post things that have to do with self-care or, you know, drinking more water or eating fresh vegetables or whatever, you know, just to always keep that in my mind and in hopes that also it encourages other people. Because as I work on trying to get healthy, you know, I need those reminders, you know, in front of me of what I need to do to stay healthy. And then, you know, just how we maneuver through life, how we should think. Okay, maybe I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You know, so I kind of go with this attitude is everything. Or something that just kind of reminds me, okay, Flava, you know, Susan, you need to adjust your attitude. And your day will go much better. And so sometimes, you know, I do those things not because I'm necessarily feeling it at the moment, but it's something I'm needing at the moment just to kind of change how I'm thinking. And so I agree with you, Erica. I think sometimes, you know, we put the posts up and hope that it does, you know, encourage somebody else to just stop and think. And, you know, I don't play into those ones that have rude statements or, you know, nasty statements or, you know, whatever it is on that. That just is so against who I am. But if there's something that's on the positive note, you know, and it can be shared, I'm all for it. There are people like, oh, you can't even be creative and come up with your own statements. You got to put up posts, you know. I don't know what I think about people like that. But, you know, I mean,
that's their problem. I always put it back on them. Like, that's their problem. they'll be okay.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you don't have to look at it. Go ahead, delete me. You know, I'm like, I might not even realize that you deleted me. But I don't know. You know, the social network, it can be a great thing, you know. Or it can, you know, it can be a challenging thing in building relationships online and understanding how to even maneuver the relationships. There are some people that get so caught up in those they don't really know in person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, well, where were you? Or what did you mean by that? Or whatever. And it's like, you know what? We really don't know each other. You know, it's like,
yeah.
We gather on Facebook, okay, you know, but you don't know me. But anyway, Yeah, but I love what it is that you're doing, Erica, and that's why I was talking about, you know, do you call it a conference call that I came to the other day?
Oh, I call it, the title that I came up for it is called A Moment in Wellness.
Okay.
So why don't you
tell people about it? Because I sincerely, not just because I love you, you know, but I really think it was a great experience for me. I didn't know what I was going to hear. I'll be honest, I didn't know, you know, but it was good information, you know, it really was. It was
good information.
It caused me to think. It caused me to be more curious, to understand it. And, you know, who would think that you would need to educate yourself when it comes to massage? I never thought that. You know, you think about, oh, just going and getting rubbed down or, you know, your muscles manipulated or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how many people really, really think about what massage is and what it can do for you. And so I think that what you're doing is a really great thing. And I was thinking about this, and I was going to talk to you about it, and I wish I had my Photoshop. But I think it would be good for you to create a flyer, you know, that you can put out and that, you know, we can put out to tell people about what it is that you're doing. And because I see people post all the time, you know, how they need a massage or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, do you even know what it is, you know, that's going
look,
on
I'm
when
look,
you
I
get
got
a massage?
You questioning. I got you questioning. I love it. I love it.
Shoot,
that's exactly the point. That's the whole entire point for people to, for see, it worked. Just one mind. I just got one person. Just like really think about it. That's so exciting for me. That's the whole point for people to kind of get more of an in-tune sense of what massage therapy is. And it's not just, you know, another person putting oil or lotion on you, you know, and making you feel better for an hour. You know, there's so much more to it. And the urge to do so drove me more to be more of an advocate for massage therapy. I think it was more so when I started at the chiropractic office,
mm-hmm.
because when I, like, you remember during the conference call, I mentioned about, you know, the conversation of communication before, you know,
right.
and asking certain questions. And what I would hear these horror stories from my patients about them going to get a massage from someplace else and they were in pain, or after the massage was over and they were just like, oh, that felt so good. Like, what did you do? And, you know, and then I even had a patient come in about a week ago, and she was my ideal patient for everything. She was like the walking truth of what I'm doing and
mm-hmm.
was... You know, and she came in and I asked her, you know, how did you feel after your last massage? And she was like, I wasn't in pain. I wasn't in discomfort, but I did feel like you did something. It felt like I just had a really good workout, and now I'm feeling the effects of it. She's like, but I'm not in any pain, though. And you were very gentle to the touch. And that's the whole, that it's a domino effect of what I'm doing. So the certain technique and routine that I'm trying to create for a 50-minute massage of release,
mm-hmm.
it goes together with how I when I ask them how they felt afterwards, because I hear patients come in and say, you know, because a lot of people have the misunderstanding that deep tissue is what they need to go do when they go get a massage. You know, I'm just going to have somebody dig in my muscles and I'm going to be fine. But a lot of times, you know, that can cause another problem that you didn't have before because they're not used to your body. So you just had some stranger dig into your body and they don't know your body. You don't know what to ask or what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those things end up happening, which causes the discomfort, and now you're traumatized and you don't want to go get a massage anymore, you know? So
it's
trying to get them to understand that there's a lot more to massage therapy, there's a lot more in the communication, and there's a lot more to what you are supposed to receive when getting a massage or even being in that environment, and what the therapist is supposed to do for you at that time and what they're supposed to provide for you, you know, and that's what drove me so strong to do it, because listening to my patients, and it's like, okay, you know, let me see what I can do. So it really kind of started as me just not really doing a conference call or having like a mission per se. It was more just, you know, this is just who I am and this is what I do. And I want to make sure that you have the best information before you leave out this chiropractic office. And when I give them that information, you know, they're like, oh, I didn't even know that. Thank you so much. Like, I can't tell you how many people really don't know the difference between massage therapy, physical therapy, and chiropractic. They all think it's the same thing, and it's not the same thing. We learn the same information, but we do completely different things. If we all did the same thing, we wouldn't have three different titles.
Right.
You know? So it's interesting. So that's now one of my missions when it comes to the wellness and hosting that conference call. And I do really want to appreciate you for encouraging me, or tell you I appreciate you for encouraging me to step out my comfort zone, because I was talking to someone yesterday and they offered to, if I record the conference call or record the information that I want to provide, they'll put it on their podcast and on their radio show, they'll announce that there's a new podcast coming up, you know, and they'll share a little bit, and it'll be on their website, and people can download it, and the podcast is on iTunes. So, you know, for if I hadn't shared that with him, because of, and I didn't share it with him in hopes to get it. It was just in conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he offered it, I could have easily said no. But the minute he offered it, I thought about you, and I was like, let me say yes and see what happens. You know, so it's now taking it, it's now, about, you know, going to go to the next level. And I'm really excited about that because, one, I really love to talk, as you can see, and I love and I love science, and I love providing information. I love teaching. I love sharing, you know, an experience that maybe people haven't been aware of or accustomed to, or maybe they just have a misunderstanding of what it is. And, you know, if the information that I provide prepares you or the massage therapist listening to make your massage session better, or have you even just to go look and figure out what type of a modality you might want to try, then that works for me. Then my job is done. You know, I'm gonna sleep good at night.
Well, you know, when I you know, called in and listened again to what you were talking about, you know, it did open my eyes. And, you know, yes, I called in to show you support, you know, but in the end, you know, I gained much more knowledge than I had going in. And so I think it is important, you know, especially when it comes to health and wellness, I think it's important for us to understand our body. It's just like when, you know, I got sick doing the radio show a couple weekends ago and ended up going to the fire station and being admitted into the hospital. I knew that there was something wrong, you know. I knew, and I knew that I needed to reach out for, you know, professional help. But I think that many of us overlook, you know, when something is not right, you know, and we say, oh, this ache can go away, or, you know, whatever, or, you know, I think that it's also important for us to understand what stress can do to our bodies. And so, you know, I think about it all the time. Why are there so many people who have cancer now versus when I was a child? I think about why there's so many people diagnosed with mental illness now than when I was a child. And I really, you know, I may be paranoid, but I do believe it's what we put into our bodies. There's so many chemicals that we put into our bodies through what we eat and consume. And so when you talked about the fact of manipulating, you know, the body and the toxins in the body through massage, I was like, I never even thought about that because, you know, I'm really big on drinking water. So water is my drink of choice now. And, you know, yeah, Mariko really, really worked on me. She should be very proud because it's all I drink. But, you know, but I never thought about the fact that not only when you drink water, you're flushing, you know, your system out and helping to get, you know, toxins out of your body and, you know, and all of that. But I never thought about toxins being in the muscles, you know, and manipulating all of that and the need to, I mean, I don't know if people understand how important it is to drink, you know, water after you have a massage, you know. So this is like, you know, information like that, it, you know, or, you know, why should you eat a certain way? You know, what are the real benefits? Do you even understand, you know, what it means, you know, to eat fresh fruits and vegetables? Do you understand the difference between organic or not, or, you know, canned goods or frozen, you know, whatever it is? Do you even understand what you're putting into your body? Is it really nourishing your body? Do you understand how important it is to get rest, you know, to relax and all of those things? And so, you know, that's why I think I was so fascinated by, you know, calling into your conference call, because maybe it's just where I am at my life right now that I'm willing to absorb and get educated. But it opened my eyes. And so I thought it was, you know, that's why I thought, gosh, I wish this was recorded so that it could be played out so people could listen to the archives, you know?
Yeah.
So what a beautiful thing to now have that opportunity to be able to share what it is that you're talking about, because I think it's good information. And honestly, Erica, there are more and more people that are wanting to be much more aware, you know, of health and wellness. And I think that you will play a part in being able to educate us.
And I take that responsibility head on. Like, I really do. It's interesting because massage therapy actually found me. It's not something that I sought out to really go do. I never, ever thought I'd be in the medical field. I tried so hard to just stay away, because when I think of medical field, I think of needles and doctors and hospitals and blood and all that. Like, I know it's just depressing for me. So I never thought I could be in the medical field. And, you know, but God said, no, this is what I want you to do. And I found a passion within massage therapy. And just being in class, I didn't miss not one day of class, not one day. And, you know, and learning what this system does to this system, and how this is connected to this, and how this does this, and then, you know, how this muscle is supposed to react when you manipulate it this way. You know, it's like a, for me, it's like a giant puzzle that I get to piece together by myself, you know, and I get excited about that. And to be honest with you, I didn't even think about the money part. I didn't think about the money part until we had a business project to do, where we had to come up with our own business and, you know, what would our plan be and things like that. And that's how I came up with A Precious Touch Massage, was because of our school project. And it just took off from there. And I'm amazed at how long I've even been in this field, you know, being in it 5 years, and it's taken me places I never thought I'd be a part of a PGA tour. I never thought I would, you know, work at Cal Berkeley and work on the football team and the basketball team, you know, and I never thought I'd be there. But it's because, you know, I had the drive and the passion for it. I always looked to see if there were other opportunities for me to keep going. And I appreciate where it's taking me and where it's going to continue to take me on a more of an advocacy level. Because now, of course, because of everything else that I do outside of massage therapy, my body is starting to is starting to wear down a little bit from giving massages. So I need to retire and bow out gracefully from actually touching people and just really just talk about it and, you know, enlighten people more. And what I really want to do is get a team of therapists who are able to take the information that I'm giving and they share it the same way. So that's my next step, once I'm able to really just finalize how I want to share the information with the receivers. I want to be able to find, you know, work on how I'm going to share the information with the givers. So that's what
I think. Well, you know, you're a go-getter. I recognize that in the very beginning. You know, when we encountered each other, but I think that what I admire about you and appreciate about you is that you know, you are a go-getter. You do seek out opportunities. You don't stand still and wait for something to come your direction. And when opportunities, you know, come your way, you're not scared to step through, even if you don't understand it, you know. And I think, you know, I don't know whether it's age, you know, or whether it's just your personality. I'd almost say that it's more your personality versus your age, being younger than I. But, you know, I know that you're going to do great, you know, because you're just, you have that sunshine in you and that work ethic in you to do, you know, not just for yourself, but to do things that will benefit other people. So I'm really excited, Erica, to watch you on your journey. I really, really am. And so I will encourage you to create some kind of flyer type something that you can just use every week to put out, and I can put out, and I can put on my website and all of that, because I do support what it is that you're doing, because I think it's great information. And again, you know, people wanting to understand their bodies, wanting to understand massage, wanting to understand health and wellness, I think they definitely will benefit from this. So I'm glad that you raised your hand and you called back in. I'm going to close out the show with, you know, one last track and then get up. My family's getting busy in the background, so.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, so just remind me when you're doing the next conference call, and I will definitely try to be there and support and get the word out about what you're doing.
Yes. I hope you can try and tune in. If you'll be up late tonight, listen to us on off after hours. I have to fill in for Dr. Chill on his segment, so I'll be answering the questions tonight. So
okay, so you'll have to text me how to do this thing again, so I can download whatever it is I need to my phone or however I do it. So okay.
Okay.
All right, baby. So I want to thank everybody who tuned in live to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. It, you know, was a little lively here. Lots going on at my virtual coffee shop, you know, here at the Koshi household. And, you know, but hey, we kept it going. I'm here because I love to be here. I love hanging out with you. I love just share life and share good music. And I appreciate Erica Reed calling in and, you know, sharing this time with me also, and information about massage and how she thinks on, you know, some things that I put on the table today. So take care. God bless. And I'm going to close out today's show with Dawning Mist by Defunct Click.